All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train and D-Train.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Rot.
So, buddy, we're back again on the show.
Killing it.
Woohoo. Do. Everything is something, mocktails, moo.
Good luck, Tails.
We're back on the show. We've been really fucked up this summer.
Summertime.
And I haven't even been, like, telling people. Just, like, not even sending anything out. Just non-episodes. People are probably pissed.
They're hurting.
They're probably sad. But what are you going to do? Pretty soon we're back in action.
Double whammy.
Hopefully. Yeah, maybe long episodes. Who knows? You got in the works there, buddy. So how you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Ate a big bowl of pasta today.
Yeah?
My stomach hurts, and I feel like shit.
Like what kind of stomach hurts? Like pains?
Yes, pains.
Like pooping pains or
I don't
just
know.
Pains?
Perhaps I need a good poop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've always had like a really good stomach when I ate food. That
good.
I never really got that. Hurties or anything. Not even poos, except KFC.
That does it?
Whatever KFC does, if I eat KFC's chicken, I have to shit in like a half an hour.
It's too
but
greasy.
I don't get hurties or anything. Yeah, but I could eat mad grease and not get shits.
Maybe it's this the
so
16
whatever.
Spices.
Yeah. Is that what it is, 16 spices?
Or I think it's more, might be more than that, man.
Yeah, 29 spices that they bring in their flour.
I just saw the Jim Gaffigan commercial where he is the colonel.
Right. Is that the suntanning one?
No, he was just like going to an executive board meeting and he was like just saying, what are you going to do? Find a new colonel? Because it's, I guess they keep switching them. Like if it's Norm MacDonald. And
yeah, it's part of the commercial, the ad thing they're doing.
Okay. Well,
switching them.
I don't have TV. So that's the first I've seen of it.
Yeah, I've never seen them on TV. Just I'm assuming that's what's part of it is they keep switching it because they all talk about it in their commercial.
How good is the Norm one?
I think he's just normal.
Oh, he's not even acting funny?
Yeah, he's just kind of acting like the colonel.
Okay, that's weird.
Talking like Norm.
Oh, okay. Like all unenthused about what he's talking about? Like his shtick that
I think
he always
he's actually
does.
Trying... I don't think he's doing that. I don't quite remember, but I think he's just acting the same way... Like just like the colonel. Talking about the 20 spices or 45 spices or whatever it is.
Yeah, all right. I'll have to YouTube those.
Yeah. But they keep switching it, so I'm assuming it's part of the ad campaign.
Yeah, next it'll be
just
a black
to get people
colonel.
Talking about it and shit. Yeah,
which they talk.
I'll never do black. Did no. he talk about doing black?
Just like Bond, it's just not possible.
Yeah,
for some reason.
They're like, oh, the next one will be black, and everybody gets mad.
Like the next president
will be a chick, or Trump, or both.
That would be good.
What? Both of them become president?
Yeah, they never do that, do they?
A democracy at the head?
Yes, where they actually have to do paper, rock, scissors.
Right.
If that comes down to them at the end.
Two out of three.
Yeah. Always.
Or just one out of one.
We historically did three. The best first to three wins was how we always settled our paper, rock, scissors.
First to three wins?
First person to win three games.
Oh, okay.
It was never best of three.
So it was a best out of five?
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, best out of five works. I always played best out of three.
You might get skunked in the first two.
Yeah,
before you get a chance
the rules,
to
man.
Figure out his brain.
That's what happens. You never know.
Oh, man.
You got to fuck with them. You never know. You just go random.
That's
don't
what they,
even think.
So they said.
That's what you got to do.
The world champion at the thing said, this is what you do. You pick what you're going to throw before you throw it because then you can't be psyched out. Like you went into it no matter what. I'm throwing two fists and a
fucking
flat.
Right.
Yeah. And then.
You know, oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you choose no matter what. So whatever he does, you stay the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't try to psych them out?
One of the one guy's favorite move was called the fistful of dollars. Did I tell you about that one yet?
No.
That's throwing rock and then papers until it's over.
Oh, I see.
A fistful of dollars.
Yeah.
That's one of his moves. He might think he's doing it, but then he might fucking switch up and scissor right. you when you try to fucking get him, you know?
Right.
Or whatever.
Or tie him or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You ever watch that shit?
I've seen brief clips of it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anything. Like, just random shit. Do they hit their hands?
Yeah.
Like, you know how some people hit their hands?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You gotta do that?
But I wonder how they do it, because, like, a lot of it is, like, you can look at your opponent's hand, and he might hold it as loosely if he's about to throw a scissor or a paper, right. but tough if he's going to keep it as a fist.
Right.
And you can start reading the hand.
Yeah.
The eyes, the
watching
hand.
Watching the shit.
Like, old study videos. The guy.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing.
How much do you think the purses are in those bitches?
Thousands.
Yeah?
They are thousands.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm sure it's random.
Yeah.
Like, the guy all
like
bragging.
Like hundreds of thousands?
Like, no, like...
Tens of thousands.
Tens.
Yeah. For the Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
Name on the championship, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I once again watched that immortal clip of Chung Lee versus Ken.
Oh, yeah. Right yeah. There.
I watched it a few times, let it play over and over. Just
yeah.
Because I don't play the game, so I can't really respect just what's happening. But
yeah.
I get it, you know.
But, it's definitely dope.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Probably one of the best video game moments ever.
Yeah, that's what it was labeled as.
Yeah.
And then instead of the GIF, I went to the comments and I found the... is that what it's called? GIF or JIF?
GIF.
GIF, all right. Then I went to the comments and they showed it with the actual audio and everything.
Right.
That really adds to it.
Oh, yeah,
the
for
screaming
sure.
Screaming crowd.
And... Yeah, you can hear the crowd going crazy and then
yeah.
going super crazy.
Yeah, that adds to it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Those moments.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before,
yeah.
and I've posted it somewhere or linked it somewhere in the description or some shit, so people try to find that, but it's a pretty known video. You can find it real easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's mad dope. Yeah, I'd check that out. I like watching that too every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, it comes
gets
up.
You pumped.
And they just released a free WWE game, and I'm almost tempted to fucking
yeah.
download it just because it's like, when's a lot? I haven't played a wrestling game since the NES.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean,
yeah,
probably
fun.
I
think the last one I played was Royal Rumble for Super. And that was it.
How good? Was that any good?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe it doesn't hold up.
Right.
I don't know. But I remember it being half decent. Like, somewhat fun to play. I think it was kind of easy, though.
Bruce the Barber Beefcake was in Bradford yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Or on Sunday, doing a
signing?
No, there was a big wrestling match at the old arena.
Oh, yeah?
He was there. Yeah, I guess sign.
Yeah. Did he wrestle?
I didn't go.
Too old.
Yeah.
You didn't go?
No, but I saw the poster up on, like, cause I'm driving through, and I saw all the posters. There was midgets, women, everything.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. I don't
how
know.
Much that costs.
Yeah, I don't know. Next time, we should fucking hit it up.
Yeah, check it out.
Just to see.
Yeah. I guess that's like how they make their cash, eh?
Well, yeah, you can't have a wrestling show without midgets.
For sure, and half-naked women.
There's actually women wrestling, too.
There could be boobies flopping out. Are they like hot women,
yeah,
like on wrestling?
Yeah, they were.
Wrestling.
So, I mean, that was a big draw, too.
Of course.
And then there was like a big guy with his shirt off and wild Hacksaw Jim Duggett hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he was the headliner. I didn't know his name.
No.
But, yeah, I guess that's what you do when you're an old, retired...
Wrestler.
80s wrestler, you just go town to town signing shit, hoping to get a couple bucks here and there.
Yeah, I wonder how many people bought tickets to that.
I don't know, they do it every year, so it must be popular.
In Newmarket?
No, Bradford.
Oh, in Bradford.
Yeah.
You were in Bradford on Sunday?
Driving through.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing, going sailing?
Yeah, going sailing.
Going sailing?
Look at this guy.
Who, this fuck?
Yeah, he's like, why didn't you let me in?
He's like, wait a minute.
I'm
not even supposed to be in here. Singled out. White female. Yeah, so I checked out a few movies that I recommend you to watch.
Give it to
and
me.
And people listening at home. One is a psychological mindfuck, but very great movie called Enemy. I think it's actually fairly old. Like, I'd say end of 2013. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko in it. And it takes place in Toronto, Canada. Very blatantly in Toronto, Canada.
What's it about? I might have read about that one.
this everyday teacher guy is kind of bored with his life, and someone recommends a movie to him, and he watches said movie, and there is a actor in the movie playing a character who looks exactly like him. And then it's this tale of him figuring out who this other guy is. And they look exact, and it's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. There's two Jake Gyllenhaals, but two different people.
Okay.
Great, great movie.
How can I see it?
Very good. That one might be a little tougher for you to see. That one is not on Netflix. Okay. But the second one I'm going to recommend is on Netflix. And I can't believe this one might even actually, I think this is a 2014 movie called Snowpiercer. And it's on Netflix, and it has Captain America in it. And this movie fucking hit me over the penis.
No.
About how crazy it was. Like, I did not expect it to be this good.
Well, what's it about?
The world has ended, and it gone in a freeze. It all froze over.
Okay.
And they made a train right before it happened that goes around the world nonstop. And is powered by some special engine. And there's a certain amount of people on it. So there's like low class, middle class, high class.
Sounds good.
And so this is like, takes place in a revolution area of this post-apocalyptic world.
How big is the train? Like a normal train? Or like we could stretch our arms out and not touch either side? Like it's a big train? Or?
Yeah, it's a big train.
Okay, not just like a normal train.
It never really gets exactly how big the train is. It's really big.
But there's open
spaces.
So
every train car is a different thing. So as they continue they keep moving up the train. And then, like, shit gets weirder and weirder.
Holy fuck. I'm going to watch that tonight, man.
Yeah, it's really badass, man.
Movies. They're my favorite.
It's super cool. There's this one scene that happens. All I'm going to say is it's fucking crazy, and you'll know what I'm talking about, and it has some of the best music I've ever heard. Wow. It got me pumped.
All right.
So, it's pretty badass.
Is it 2 hour?
Yeah, it's long. It might even be 2.5.
I'm down.
It's pretty long. But yeah, it's badass, man. Snowpiercer with what's his name? Captain America.
Because the train's piercing the snow, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what I...
That's such a fucking weird concept. Why would it be a train? Like, why would they, you know?
Yeah. It's like you watch the movie. They explain it
all. Yeah, it makes sense, maybe.
There's all these questions that you want answered that you don't think they're going to answer, but they actually answer it slowly through the movie.
All right.
So everything gets tied up in a neat little bundle.
And you're left satisfied at the end?
Yeah. Yeah. I was happy with it. I pulled my dick out and peed on things.
All right.
You know how it is.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Yep. Yeah, and it's actually there's this other movie I saw recently at work on my lunches. It's called Memories of Murder, and it's a South Korean movie, all subtitled, but very good movie. It's like a detective story, true crime detective story based on a true story about these cops trying to find this serial murderer. And I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. And then it turns out this guy, this director, made this Snowpiercer movie, and I didn't even know that.
So you gotta get into him, man.
Yeah, he's only got 3 movies.
What's the third?
Well, his newest one is Snowpiercer. He has one in between.
Okay.
And I think it's called Monsters. I think it's Monsters. I think it's pretty well received too. But I think it's subtitled too. He has a lot.
Actually, yeah, that was recommended on Reddit. Someone put that up.
Monsters.
Watch Monsters. I couldn't tell you what it's about, but I just. Remember, like, you know how I always write down movies I want to see?
Yeah.
I think that was one of them.
Yeah. I think it's about giant monsters in Take Over the World or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that's it. Could be another movie. So anyways, pretty badass. Check out Snowpiercer. Chris's pick of the weeks.
You need that every week now.
Okay, I'll try.
Pick of the week, man.
Yeah. I gave you 3 this week.
I'm going to watch Snowpiercer tonight.
Do it. And if people have the interweb enemy, you can find it. Somewhere. Speaking of that, when people get their fucking patches on, they're cracking down on all those sites, eh? Like, a lot of them keep going down.
Like what? I don't even know anymore, man. I don't do it.
Like, Kick-Ass Torrent went down, and the creator fucking going to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. But since that, it's like this weird thing where one of the big boys goes down, and then the old big boy comes back, and everybody's like, "Well, I guess we'll go back to that guy."
Okay.
And restart it. But Kick-Ass Torrent went down, and then I guess because of all the lawsuit shit, the name, a lot of the website names could be picked up. So somebody bought the name, re-imaged it, but now it's like a scam virus thing where, like, every time you try to click a torrent, it's like, oh, you have to sign up, please click here, and, like, try to fucking bring you into
blackmail
random, yeah, you know, get your credit information or sign up for shit, which is kind of funny because they probably got a bunch of people that way.
Yeah. I've never figured that shit out, so I'll just stick with Netflix.
Yeah. Snowpiercer, then.
Snowpiercer.
Yeah. An Enemy. And Memories of Murder.
I ain't reading subtitles.
Yeah, you little bitch. I'm not recommending movies to Derek anymore.
I can't read fast enough and watch the thing.
Yeah.
And I really care about what's being said, so I'm really focused on the words and missing the fucking scene.
Right.
I'm slow reader.
So. Are you?
Yeah.
What am I reading right now in my hand? Can you read that?
What are the five fingers say to the face?
Yeah, exactly. The best joke of 1942.
Yes.
Do you ever think of, like, going back in time and, like, wearing cool hats?
Well,
kind of. Like, just going back in time and just not fucking with anything? I don't know, just going back in time and, like,
just chillaxing. Enjoying it, trying to blend in.
Yeah. But not fucking with anything.
Sure. I'm sure if time travel existed, that's the majority of things people would do. Like, try to just not fuck with things.
Yeah. Like aliens.
Well, like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Somebody came up to me today and they're like, yo, you should make a documentary on aliens. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why do you know one?
I know many documentaries on aliens, but...
No, they're... alien that you could document.
No, yeah, right. She was like, you should do it on the actual people who say they've been abducted.
Okay.
Follow them. And I was like, where were you like a year and a half ago when I went down that rabbit hole of aliens nonstop?
Yeah, man. Do you know anyone that says they've been abducted?
No. Do you?
No.
I went on the internet and like a lot of them, you don't know if they're real or not.
Oh, like people claiming it?
Yeah, and it's like, it's on weird sites that like, you don't, like they're like fucking onion sites maybe, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what it is, or it could be just some fucking bullshit story. Like, I remember reading this one where he's like, oh, I think I was abducted and then I saw two aliens who were, maybe they're going after the water hole or the dog that was nearby. I'm like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah,
this shit's fucking bullshit.
Why would they? It's so, like, if they actually had, like, planetary travel and fucking all this kind of shit, like, they wouldn't need to come in to abduct someone. Like, they'd be so far advanced, like, unless they're harvesting us, like, or
the brains.
Or the DNA or something.
Or vaginas.
Yeah, that.
Or muffs.
Like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and they're all, like, conflicting stories of, like, what they were doing. And then there's ones that are like, I believe there's many aliens, but only some are good and some are bad, and we're just seeing the bad ones.
Why?
I don't know. Ask this crazy person.
The good ones know to stay out of sight.
But then there was ones that were saying, like, oh, I've been abducted as a young, like, since I was, like, 5, and it happens every, like, 3 years, and it's just something I accepted.
And what, that he just goes up there and hangs out?
They say that they're actually, he said that they told him they're setting us up for a revolution or some shit.
Okay.
Some shit that's gonna happen.
I watched Fire in the Sky.
That's an old movie.
That was scary.
Yeah.
I thought that was scary when I was a kid watching that.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck.
It happened almost just like that. Except the one guy didn't get taken. Or maybe he did. Maybe they combined two stories. Something about it didn't actually happen to the people that were telling the story.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
T-1000.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's the main character.
I can't remember. Too far ago.
Fucking liquid metal and everything.
Oh yeah, he fought. He beat the shit out of the aliens, man.
Yeah.
Thought they were going to get him, but he was T-1000 guy.
It kind of scares me because I'm going camping this weekend. Everybody says it happens to them when they're camping.
Just bring a picture of John Connor.
Yeah,
ask anyone if they've seen this dude.
Was that last action hero that happened? Do they have a bunch of characters from different movies in that movie?
Maybe.
I don't remember that movie, actually. I don't even think I actually seen Last Action Hero.
You gotta watch it. It's a classic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a classic apparently for nostalgia
good.
Region?
Yeah, it's like a good one.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember it, but I know it's like people like, you know, say it's a classic.
Right. Right.
But yeah, you're going camping right under the tent, in a tent.
Yeah, I'm going in deep in the park.
You might as well spread your ass shit. You're getting anal probed.
Getting
buddy,
probed, baby?
For sure.
They said that aliens have learned everything they can by probing humans now. So right. They don't do it anymore.
Oh shit. They know.
Yeah, they know what they can. They know all the information they need from probes.
Get to the probe, an alien.
Yeah. Homer Simpson, everybody.
What
yeah,
is the fuck
and
is
actually,
this?
My brother went camping last year. Well, they got all these fucking newspapers in there.
Weird.
And we're like a bunch of microphones.
Yeah, we're weird.
Looking at them. Yeah, my brother and my dad went camping last year. And usually when we go fishing, it's like a drink fest. Like, we used to drink really hard out there.
Of course.
But my dad, last year, he wasn't drinking. And just my brother and my dad went last year. So they weren't drinking. And they were just sitting on this rock, looking up at the stars at nighttime because you like don't have anything to do. And they said they saw an alien ship like flying around, like real fucked up.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, I was like, we're going in at the same time. Maybe we'll see it. Because a lot of the legit sounding ones say they keep coming back around the same time.
Yeah.
But when I was at the cottage last week, I saw some shit that I thought was kind of aliens. Like, there was these stars that were like real sparkly, and I thought one was moving, and I tried to record it on my phone. Shit wouldn't come up. Like, I couldn't get it on there. So I was like, maybe it's true. We can't get that shit on our phones.
There's definitely shit going on that we don't know about, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, time travel. That's what you think.
That's what I think. I don't think it's some other race. I think it's us.
Right, time traveling all over the world, probing their ancestors.
Looking like fucking...
And then they go back in their time to see if it's there.
Why would they be humanoid looking? Like, oh, shit, this movie coming out, man. The Arrival? Why wouldn't they be like that? Why would they look anything like us unless they were us
right.
in some way?
Right. Maybe.
But anyway, that movie looks good, too.
I don't know if I know anything about The Arrival.
It's like this big fucking like half-moon, like flat rock-looking thing like appears... And like a couple of them are giant, like over cities and stuff.
Right.
They don't say anything right away, but this scientist is like determined to communicate with them. Just going off the trailer.
Right.
And you're like, you see like they're about to fight it and everything, and but this one's kind of making like a breakthrough, and like she kind of puts her hand up to this like fucking glass thing after trying everything she can, and all you see is this giant tentacle thing go up to glass too. Like it knows, like that she's. Like,
right.
Like, there's no need to fight, like.
Right.
But I think probably, like, it's a U.S. hoorah thing, so they probably start shooting missiles at it.
It's gonna be Independence Day.
Yeah. Like
again.
Yeah. Looks good, though.
Yeah.
Famous actors, I can't remember who.
Uh-huh. When's it come out? Independence Day? Wait, obviously. That already happened.
I still want to see the second one. I don't
Do
care.
You?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Nah.
I heard it was shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I stay away from sequels, usually. Like sequels that don't need sequels.
Yeah, yeah. But or, what a good concept.
What, the first one?
No, like
the second
of
one.
The second one. Like they have all technology. They like humans mass produce their guns and stuff.
Right.
With the technology from their shit, and they make armies of guys because they know they're coming. We're ready.
Right.
But it's still an all at war. Like that sounds amazing. How do you fuck that up?
Two fucking hacks sitting at a desk saying, Independence Day made a lot of money. Let's make the sequel. Let's see if we can get Will Smith back. Nope. Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
We'll just kill him off.
Yeah.
And we'll make some other actor his son.
Yeah, because it happens 30 years later.
Yeah, sounds like two hacks
yeah,
trying to make some cash.
Yeah.
Pay one of the staff writers. We have nothing else to write. Yeah, I mean, they could have made it good, I guess.
Yeah,
like you're saying.
Concept's nice.
Yeah. Was the first one even good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Welcome to Earth.
I remember.
Yeah.
I know the Saints.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Men in Black 3, I thought, was probably the best one out of the whole trilogy.
You think?
Yeah. I really liked Part 3, man.
Whoa. Because there's time travel?
Space-time continuums and shit.
You're right.
Multiple universes and shit. That was
the
great.
Guy had a vagina hand?
Yeah, that's important.
His hand opened up
except
into
for
a vagina?
The teeth.
Right.
You wouldn't want
and
that.
And it shot out vagina penises?
Hard ones.
Yeah. Erected.
With no erection lifetime. They're just always hard.
Yeah, for sure. They come out of his elbow or something?
I don't know.
Me either. Yeah, no, I mean, I liked Men in Black 3. I wouldn't say it was my favorite one, but I still liked it, for sure. It's always nice. What about the crossover of 22 Jump Street and Men in Black that they're making?
Crazy.
Doesn't that sound phenomenal? Because 21 Jump Street was hilarious.
Yeah.
22 Jump Street was hilarious. So Men in Black and 21 Jump Street will be hilarious.
It probably will be funny. I don't know.
They made the sequel perfectly amazing for that movie world.
How so?
I don't know. They just made fun of everything from the first one. It's got to be exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that was funny. I just watched that yesterday.
Yeah.
22 Jump Street.
Yeah, really? For the first time?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it in a movie theater, actually, for some reason. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was so funny. They're like calling out. They're like, we already used the budget in for the chase. And they're like, they're telling the exact truth of it all. Like,
yeah. Breaking the fourth wall in hilarious ways.
Yeah.
Is that the one where Ice Cube has a daughter? Or is that the first one?
No, that's the second
one. That's the second one?
The guy ends up sleeping with
With Ice Cube's daughter.
Yeah.
Who, Jonah? Was it Jonah?
Yeah.
And he's like almost Fat Jonah again?
Yeah.
And now he's Fat Jonah again.
Is he?
Yeah. He's in the new movie Gun Wars or something like that, where he's a gun dealer. And he's like back to Fat Jonah again.
Because it's just better that way? Or is it an accident?
I don't know. It's probably just inevitable for him.
Okay.
The guy was fat his whole life.
Yeah.
He likes to eat, man.
I just figured
that he would stay skinny?
No.
He's in
like,
Hollywood?
Like, everyone loved Fat Jonah. Like, and there's all these jokes about how he wasn't funny anymore once he lost his fat.
You think?
That they're joked about. I don't agree
right.
with it, but that was like a big thing.
Oh, I see. Like, he was only fat when he was, or he was only funny when fat.
Yeah, on the internet, I'll say that. Like kind of half tongue in cheek. Like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then.
So
like,
he went back to being Fat Jonah
maybe
to be
that
funny.
Was what's up?
He is an Academy Award nominee actor.
For what?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Oh, no, Moneyball? Maybe twice nominated.
I don't think he'll ever get one.
Both as Fat Jonah.
Yeah,
so maybe he is the better actor.
Of course.
Fat Jonah. Everybody loves the fat man.
What do you think of the new Sherlock movie coming out? With the two dudes that are funny. Will Ferrell and the other guy he always acts with. John C. Reilly.
Yeah. I'll probably pass it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like those two.
Yeah?
Just like in Step Brothers and Talladega Nights.
Yeah. They've made some funny movies.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't know. Will Ferrell seems to kind of lost it. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't find him as funny anymore.
No, it's the same
He's not really... I find he's not really funny as the leading man. But as a supporting actor, it's great movies. Step Brothers was pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't seen Zoolander 2 yet, even.
Yeah, I'd probably pass that, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's.
Yeah. The first one was good. But I don't think it'd be like the first one where nobody liked it, but then it grew an audience. I think this one just actually won't grow an audience.
Okay.
And people won't like it.
Yeah, it's a shame having the Dumb and Dumber as well.
Yeah, that's weird, eh?
It sucks. Because that was like a cult classic.
Yeah. Even after all the shit where they're like, I'm not going to do it, the actors.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll do it. Well, I'm not going to do it now. And then they're like, we're both doing it now. So let's do it. So you're like, maybe all the rewrites were great and not just the same script over again. As you've said.
No, it's the same exact script.
Same
worse
movie.
Than 21, too, Jump Street.
It's like Star Wars.
Well, what happens there?
The Force Awakens. It's the same movie as the first one. As A New Hope.
Oh, yeah?
You don't think so?
I don't. I'd have to rewatch the first one.
You don't remember Star Wars, A New Hope?
Was that the first of the first or the first of the second three?
The first of the first. Episode 4. A New Hope. Luke Skywalker leaves his planet joins the rebels and blows up a giant ship in space, and then goes to train with a Jedi master on a faraway planet.
Okay, it's starting to ring a bell.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, it's exactly what the last one was like.
Yeah, and even a little bit of Empire with the whole going to another planet. And they probably only threw it in there because, hey, you got to have Luke Skywalker in there.
Well, of course.
I still liked it.
Oh, yeah. Next one will be good.
Yeah. Hopefully. And then you think the last one, they'll make it two parts?
Oh,
just
God.
To make mad cash?
No. It's always sets of three. Don't change the formula. Man.
Of Star Wars?
Yeah.
But Harry Potter did it so well.
And so did...
And so did...
Mockingjay.
Hunger Games do it so well.
And Harry Potter? Did you ever say that?
Oh, I love the Harry Potter movies. Yeah.
For sure.
They didn't do it very well. They didn't have to split up. Like, the second part of the last book / the last movie is great. But the first one, like, it's just all filler.
Yeah.
They probably could have made a pretty baller 3-hour movie. And people would have watched it. Like, they would have been like, all right, we'll watch it together.
Yeah.
And cut out a lot of the a whole hour out of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe even an hour and a half. I don't remember how much two of them were together.
The new Harry Potter book, man.
Yeah, that just came out. It's just a script.
You gonna do it?
Nah.
Fucking do it.
I think you can read it in like 2 hours. So maybe.
So don't pay for it?
No, I would buy it. I mean, I love the stories, sure. It seems kind of weird that they would release it as a book and it's a script. I don't know. It's clearly a money-making thing, but it's also giving the fans...
Right.
Something, because a lot of them wouldn't be able to see the play. But they released it before the play was made. I don't know. It just seems awkward to me. It seems weird.
It's getting well received.
Yeah, no, they say it's a great story. And they've done well with it. And she says again, oh, I'm done with Harry Potter now. But she said that before.
And made a couple million extra.
Well, she made a couple. I think she wrote two more books and they were like, meh, these books suck.
Well, I know she's the only billionaire in history to give so much money. She downgraded herself to a millionaire.
Mm.
Like, she gave away money.
Uh-huh.
To the point where she's not a billionaire anymore.
Right. But do you even need billions?
No, that's what she says. She says you're irresponsible for someone just to have money for no reason. Do something with it. Like, there's no way you could ever use $1 billion. So fucking do something good with it.
I guess. But she gave it to, like, the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Fucking Scientology.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'll give it to that Scientology. Maybe.
Maybe.
Can see. Sun's in my
too
grill.
Backlit through the sun. Anyways, everybody, we'll see you later. Bye 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 bye. Love you. All right, everybody, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank www.radunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work if you need anything done. Message me through the site, info@radtheunique.ca. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @carpoolingpod. Follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it would help out immensely. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.